someone could talk to you and realize that you were very well-cultured and well-educated.
You might not. You must know I'm going to give you some lunch.
No, that's true, though. And, I mean, if you've been to Key West and you've been to New York, you've been everywhere.
I've been around the world.
Really?
I've been in every continent in the country. In every... I've traveled for 25 years.
Wow. I envy you. I really do. I wish I could.
Well, I wish that younger people could, because it gives you such a breadth of vision and everything. And, of course, I had it after I retired. And if teachers could have it before they retire, and it'll be such an inspiration and help to children. It just ought to be the other way around, though. Younger people ought to travel.
Too bad it's so expensive.
I know.
My father took us to Canada once, and he took us to Jamaica once. And they were both in Jamaica. Where did you go? Ocho Rios or Kingston or...
Kingston.
We were at Ocho Rios, which is... Yeah, we were at Ocho Rios in a place called the Plantation Inn.
Must have been interesting.
It was beautiful. What it was this big plantation right on a cliff over the ocean. And it was really... What was interesting to me, because I'd never seen it before, was all the windows were open. There was no glass. They were just open holes. Because the weather, it never gets cold.
That's the way it was in Puerto Rico. They didn't even have screens.
Yeah.
But we had the nets on our bed.
Really?
Mosquito nets for the top. Except on the ceiling, but no windows.
This place was really nice. But you dined outside. They had a big patio, and that's where all the dining was. And food was great. You could go down and lay on the beach, and people would come down and bring food down there. It was just great. We could go snorkeling. It was 30 yards offshore. It was a little... 30 yards offshore, all of a sudden it got shallow again, and there was a reef. And you could go snorkeling out there and see the most beautiful fish.
I caught a 30-pound amberjack one down in Destin, Florida.
By yourself? You like the fish?
Oh, I love it. Forget all your troubles.
Yeah. I haven't done much fishing, but Kathy's father has a little place up in the Poconos, has a lake, and I went up there once, and we went out fishing every day, all day, just sat out in the boat and fish.
Oh, you should see my lake. I have an acre in my backyard, and it's stocked with bass and brim. It's not very good now, but we cook as much as 10-pound bass out of it.
Really?
I shoot them in my backyard.
Do you ever just go down there and just sit down and just...
It's
yeah, that's great.
Fish.
That's great.
Don't have much time for it anymore, but anyway, that's what I used to do.
I could do that for the rest of my life, just sit down there and do that. Because, you know, people say you always have to do something to keep yourself occupied, but if you just sat down by a little lake with a book, fishing around in the water, whenever you got bored, all of a sudden you can concentrate on pulling the fish in.
I never get bored.
Oh, I wouldn't either. Look, I think it's beautiful around here. I think it's ideal. You just, there's nothing to bother you for sure. Peaceful. The roosters wake you up though, don't they?
Yeah. They belong next door, and I don't like them to have them, but the men on my farm came down here and built this house. I live out here alone, you see. And they said, we don't want you to live out here alone. So they came down and built this house, and